Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in the Darim, in the seventh chapter, on Mishnah Bet, Hanoder Min Hadagan, at the beginning of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Hanoder Min Hadagan, Slicha, Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Hanoder Min Hadagan, Asur Beful Hamitzri Yavesh, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Here we get back to a little bit more familiar territory, which is definitional disagreements about what a particular phrase means. Now, dagan, which could refer to grain, but generally means heaped up or piled up produce. So if you ban dagan, that includes beans, which are dry. Of course, the wet, the moist ones, as we saw previously, are considered yerek. That's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim say it's only the five species of grain, which are generally wheat and barley and their strains, which are included in dagan. Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hanoder Min HaTvuah, if you ban tvuah, which is produce, Enu Asur Ela Mechamesh Taminim, that he agrees, tvuah only refers to the five minim, Aval Hanoder Min HaDagan Asur Bakol. So Rabbi Meir here reiterates his position. When you ban dagan, you really are banning anything that comes in a grain type of strain, including beans, legumes, etc. Umutar b'ferotai lanu v'yerek, but you are allowed to have fruits and vegetables. Now the Gemara immediately addresses this. Remember the dagan called the midgan mashma. So you're going to tell me that according to Reb Meir, dagan refers to anything which is piled up. Meitiv Rav Yosef, the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, describes Bnei Yisrael's the blessing that they got when there was an abundance of fruit and how they gave much of it in Truma. Uchifrotz Adavar Hirbu Bnei Yisrael Reshit Agan V'Tirosh V'Itzar. So as they had an abundance, they gave lots, or they seemed to increase the Dagan Tirosh V'Itzar Chol Tvuat Sadel Arov. V'yamar dagan kol demidgan mashma, if dagan means anything that's piled up, then that means they're already obligated to bring all that stuff anyways. So my kifrotz hadavar hirbu, so what is it that things suddenly got better and they added on? So Abaye latuya perot elan v'yerek. So Abaye says what it means is that they also brought fruits and vegetables. In other words, they voluntarily brought perot elan, referring not to the shivat haminim, and to vegetables, they brought them also as tfuah, as truma. Okay, Rameir Omer, Rodemina Tfuah, etc. Now, in the Mishnah, Rameir said that Tfuah does include the five species. Amr Yochanan, Hakom Modim Benodemina Tfuah, Shenasuel Mechavish Taminim. So, Yochanan restates what we have already seen, which is that everybody agrees that if you ban Tfuah, it refers only to the five species. Tanyanamihachi Shavin Benodemina Tfuah, Shenasuel Mechavish Taminim. We have a Brita that says the same thing. Now, Pshita, that's pretty obvious from the Mishnah. Ma'udetema tvuah kol mili mashma. No, I would think that tvuah, which comes from the root bet vav aleph, to come, it's something that's produced by the land, might mean anything. Kamashmalan dilo mashma kol mili. So it teaches us that tvuah is a technical term that refers specifically to those grains. Amete Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef goes back to the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim and quotes it again as a challenge to this. Chorazadavar hirbu bnei Yisrael, etc. So you see, that tfuah includes all sorts of things, because at the end of this, at the end of the pasuk, it says dagan tirosh v'itzar v'chol tfuat sadeh. It sounds like even perot and yarakot, as Abaye explained it. Amarava tfuah lechud tfuat sadeh lechud. It depends whether you say tfuah stam or tfuat sadeh. Tfuah stam really refers to the five minim. Tfuat sadeh means anything produced by the field. Now, Bar Mar Shmuel, there's a story about Shmuel or Shmuel's son, a little unclear. Paki delitnon tlesar alfe zuzi l'rava. He directed that 13,000 zuz should be given to Rava, min alalta de Nahar Panya, from the produce of Nahar Panya. Evidently, he either owed this money to Rava and asked Rava to go collect it. And he said he could get it from alalta, which is an Aramaic translation of tvuah, the produce of this area called Nahar Panya. So Rava went to collect it, but Shalcha Rava lekamet Rav Yosef. Rava asked Rav Yosef, Alalta hechem ikarya. Parenthetically, this can't, is obviously is not Shmuel, Shmuel's son, or somebody otherwise known as Bar Mar Shmuel, because Shmuel would not be alive at this time. So he sent a message to Rav Yosef, Alalta hechi mikarya. What does Alalta refer to? So Rav Yosef, manitini. He says the Mishnah, Shavin ben Oder min HaTvua, she'en asur el mechamish taminim. Right, we, in the accepted interpretation of our Mishnah, we said that everybody agrees, or in our Braita it says, everybody agrees that Noder min HaTvua only includes the five species. So Tvua clearly only includes grains. So you have to collect your 13,000 from grain taxes or whatever. Amar Abaye midami. So Abaye challenged him and said, Tvua lo mashma l'chamesh taminim. Alalta komili mashma. Tvua is a technical term. Just because you translated it, so Tvua literally means the five species. Not literally, but that's how it translates. Alalta, which does mean produce, still does means any set of produce. Ahadru alakame de Rava. So they brought it back to Rava. Amar halo kami bayali, da alalta komili mashma. Rava said, yeah, I wasn't asking that. I know that alalta means any kind of food. Hadahudi bayali, here's what I was bothered by. Schar batim uschar sfinot mai. Can I go collect this 13,000 from house rentals and boat rentals that exist there? In other words, this Bar Mar Shmuel evidently had lots of holdings there, and he told Rava to go collect the money from there. And he said, from Alalta, so can I collect it even from rentals? But for any food, I know I can collect. My, mi amrin came in de pachtan lav Alalta. He, since these are things that depreciate, they're not called produce. Odima came in de lo yedia pachtahu Alaltahi, but maybe because the depreciation is not known in advance, maybe it is really called Alalta. It's not something that has a set depreciation every year. So Amru Rabbanan came to Rav Yosef. So the students came back to Rav Yosef and said, this is Rava's reaction over Nahar Panya. He sent a message back. His reaction was, I didn't need what Rav Yosef taught. I knew what Rav Yosef was saying, and I even knew what Abaye's answer was, and that was correct too. I was asking something even further, whether I can collect from rental properties. So now Rav Yosef got upset. So if Rava doesn't need us, why did he send us a question? Rav Yosef was insulted. Because Rava asked a question, and Rav Yosef understood it one way, answered based on that. Rava said that wasn't what I was asking, and Rav Yosef took umbrage. So Ikpa Rav Yosef. Shama Rava. So Rava heard that his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, he wasn't his Rebbe, but his it was Abaye's Rebbe, and so the great master of Yosef was upset. So he came to him Erev Yom Kippur to ask Mechila. Remember, Rav Yosef was blind. So he saw that Rav Yosef's servant was pouring a cup of wine. So he said to the servant, let me pour it. I want a servant. So the servant gave it to him, and he poured it, or diluted, mixed the wine. Kikoshati, when Rav Yosef was drinking, Amar Hadein Mizga Dami Lemizga de Rava Beredu Rav Yosef Brachama. This mixture of wine seems to me like that made by Rava. He had a very fine sense of taste. It reminded him of Rava. Amar Le, who knew? So Rav said, yes, that's me. Rava had been silent, evidently, in the meantime. Amar Le, Lotiti Vakaracha da Amar Le Perusha Dainen Milta. So Rav Yosef said to Rava, okay, you're here? Don't sit down until you tell me the explanation of this following thing. My dichtiv, and take a look at the psukim on the page, this appears after the Shirat HaBe'er, or as the coda of Shirat HaBe'er that is found in Parshat Chukat. At the end it says, Umimibar Matana, and the next pasuk, Umimatana Nachliel, Uminachliel Bamot. These are places that Bnei Israel marched in the desert, perhaps, or perhaps where the water went. In any case, what's the drush on it? Midbar, of course, the desert. Matana is a gift. Nachliel is an inheritance of God, and Bamot is a high place. Amarle, so Rava said, here's the drush on it. Evan shel sadam tatzmo kemidbar, when a person makes himself like a midbar, shuhumufkar lakol, he's ownerless to everyone. In other words, he has no kpeda on his own honor, and he's easygoing, and Torani nalo matana. Then the Torah is given to him as a matana. Mimid bar matana. Mekamech nalo matana. Once the Torah is given to him as a gift, nachalo el. Then God inherits him. Shenemar matana nachliel. That's the next step. Kivan shenachalo el. Once he's inherited by God, ole ligdula. He becomes great. It's an interesting thing. You start out and you negate yourself. Torah is given to you. Once Torah is given to you, God adopts you. Once God adopts you, you rise to greatness. Shenemar nachliel bamot. But of course, that holds the key to the problem that once you're raised great, what happens? Biatzmo, but if you make yourself haughty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, then God puts you down. Shenemar, what's the next phrase? Umibamot, Hagai, from the high place down to the valley. V'lo, and this is, of course, all homiletic homiletic application of a cartographic text. V'lo od ela sheshokino to bekarka. Not only that, but he ends up in the ground. Shenemar v'nishkafal pnei ha'yishimon. Literally, the end of it is, at the end, they were looking over the Yishimon, but the Nishkafa, they're playing with the word and saying, Shokin Bakarka, as if you're stuck in the ground. Not only you go to the valley, you get stuck underground. Vim Choserbo, and then if you do tshuva and become humble again, then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiel, God lifts you up again, Shenemar, and now it's a text from Yeshayahu, Kol Gei Yinaseh, every valley will be lifted up. So the one who's been thrown down into the valley because of his pride, it will be lifted up. All right. Now, that's what Rava said. And so evidently they made peace this way. Now we go back to our original discussion. Tanya, nodim na dagan, asur af beful hamitzri yavesh, mutar balach. So if somebody bans dagan, they're not allowed to have this dry bean, this is Rav Meir, but they are allowed to have the moist one, because that's called yerek, umutar ba'orez, bechilka, betargis, betisni. These are all sorts of off grains, like rice and things like that. Hanot, so they in some of the translations they claim that tisni is pearl barley, but that's not easy to buy because pearl barley is probably one of the five species. Hanodim in perot hashana. If somebody bans the perot of the year, of this year, asur b'chol perot hashana, that includes anything that grew that year. Umutar b'gdayim uvitlayim, but he's allowed to have young kids, lambs, sheep. Uvachalav beitzim, is allowed to have stuff that was milked or eggs that were hatched that year. That were laid that year. Uva gozalot and birds. In other words, perot hashana only refers to fruit perot and not to any byproduct like milk or like newborn animals. Margi dulei shana alai, but if he says anything was grown this year, then asur b'chulan, he's banned in all of them. Hanodim in perot ha'aretz, if he bans the fruit of the land. Asur b'chol perot ha'aretz, that's all the fruit of the land. Umutar b'chmeinu pitriot, but he's allowed to have fungi, mushrooms, things like that. But if he says anything that grows in the land is banned to me, then asur b'chulan, then he's not allowed to have any of them. So we see a difference between perot ha'aretz and gidulei karka. Perot ha'aretz bans all fruits and vegetables, but not fungi, but gidulei karka, anything that grows on the land, includes even those. Or mean he, so we challenge this from masachet brachot, al davar shein gidulo min ha'aretz, anything that does not grow from the land. Omer shakol niyabid varo, you say the bracha shahakol, not bari pri ha'adama. V'tanya al ha'melach val ha'zamit val ha'kmein val pitriot, so on salt and also on fungi, the same kmein u'pitriot, and mushrooms, you say shahakol for the same reason. So that means that mushrooms are considered not to be growing in the ground because you say shahakol. So how come if you said gidulei karka, you're not allowed to eat mushrooms? Rabbi Amir bar Rav Umiara. Rabbi says, well, they do grow on the land, so they are called gidulei karka. But they get their sustenance from the air, spores, or however they get them, and not from the land. Therefore, it can't be considered bori priha dama. It's not priha dama, but it is gidulei karka. Bavaktani al davar shein gidulo min haaretz. The Mishnah says davar shein gidulo min haaretz. Good. So it should be tani al davar shein yonek min haaretz. He says the Mishnah and brachot should really read that you make the bracha shakol for anything that does not get its sustenance from the ground, and therefore mushrooms are shahakol. Okay, the next Mishnah, hanodem min haksut, if one bans garments, mutar besak, he can wear sackcloth, uvira, which is curtain material, uchamila, which is like a blanket. In other words, things that are not normally used for garments. Hamakonam tsemer ola alai, if he bans wool, mutar lit kasot begize tsemer, he can wear strips of wool. What he means is a finished product of wool. Hapishtan ola alai, if he bans flax, mutar lit kasot panitze fishtan, he's allowed to use bundles of flax, he just means a flax garment. Yehuda says you have to look at the person making the ban and what their circumstance is at the time in order to judge what the neder is. Let's say he had a pile of wool on his back and he was sweating and he smelled bad as a result. And then he took a ban and he said, no, I'm not going to have any wool or flax go on top of me. Mutalit kasot. He's allowed to wear them. Vasur lafshil acharav. But he's not allowed to put them on his back. In other words, we judge it based on what he's reacting to when he takes the neder. And now we see an expansion of that. We'll see that in a minute. Tanya hanoder min aksut mutar besak v'yar v'chamila. We saw that in the Mishnah. Vasur befunda uvsikya uvskutra uvkatvilia vanpilia uflinya. These are all sorts of different. I list them on the English on the page. There's all sorts of different garments that you wear, like a belt and shoes and a hat, etc. And a punda is a belt, and psikia is another kind of sash. Skrutia, we're going to see what it is in a second. And anpilia is socks. Umichasayim bekova, and pants, and a hat. Those are all called ksut. My iskrutia, what is that iskrutia, which is the third one listed as the isurim. Rabachana, kituna detzala. Alright, so it's some sort of a leather coat. Tanya, yotzin besak ava v'sagus as ava. This is talking about on Shabbat. You're allowed to wear these things that are considered to be garments and not caring. Thick sackcloth, v'yirah v'chamilah m'neag shamim, or again, curtains or these blankets, if it's raining, which means these things are considered garments l'gabe Shabbat. But Nedarim, of course, goes based on colloquy, and when we say ksut, we mean regular fabrics. You're not allowed to wear a box over your head, or a mat over your head. That's not considered clothes. Shepherds on Shabbat will go out wearing sackcloth. Not only shepherds, anybody can. Chachamim are just referring to the normal instance, because that's normally shepherds wear that. Now, at the end of the Mishnah, we said Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the noder. Tanya, can you tell Rabbi Yehuda kolofi anoder? What does that mean? What's an example? Hayalavush tsemer v'heitzar. If the guy was wearing wool and it was suddenly oppressive to him, from arkonim tsemer olayalai, and then he made the neder, asulabosh mutar liton. He's not allowed to wear it, but he can carry it on his back like a salesman or a schlepper. Hayataun pishtan vizi. If he was carrying flax on his back and sweating, arkonim pishtan olayalai and took the ban, mutar labosh v'asul liton. Then he's allowed to wear it, and he's not allowed to carry it. In other words, whatever circumstance he is in that he's reacting to when he takes the neder, that's the circumstance and only that circumstance that is banned when he takes the neder. We should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up on Daf Nun Vav in the next podcast.